Hello, greetings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I am once again Pastor Steve Olofa. Thank you for joining. In this episode of Wisdom Seeds, I will be speaking on the message titled 10 Benefits of Suffering as a Christian. Let us read the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15 to 16. He says, "Let none of you merit suffering as a murderer, a thief, or criminal, as one who meddles in the affairs of others." Verse 16, If you suffer for being a Christian, don't consider it a disgrace but a privilege. Glorify God because you carry the anointed one's name. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the entrance of your word gives light. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to suffer for our anointed one, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, the Word of God says, "Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Suffering as a Christian does not include to be a murderer or thief or criminal or someone who meddles in the business of others. Hallelujah. When you suffer for being a Christian, the Bible says, don't consider it a disgrace, but a privilege. It is a privilege to suffer for Christ. What does it mean to suffer as a Christian? To suffer as a Christian means to endure hardship, to endure trials, persecution, to endure rejection or loss simply because you are identified with Jesus Christ. Today, I want to show you 10 wonderful benefits of suffering as a Christian. Hallelujah. The word suffering also means to allow. To allow. Hallelujah. Suffering produces spiritual maturity. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect, complete, and lack nothing." Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5 says, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation." Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, "And this hope will not lead to disappointment. But we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. Trials develop perseverance, character, and hope. What comfort cannot teach? Hardship will." Hallelujah. Suffering conforms us to Christ. Suffering conforms us to Christ. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 Apostle Paul says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death. So that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. Number 3, suffering strengthens your faith. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, to be truly glad, there is a wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show you that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Hallelujah. Amen. It produces eternal reward. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18 says, no wonder we don't give up, for even though our outer person gradually wears out, our inner being is renewed every single day. We view our slight, short-lived troubles in the light of eternity. We see our difficulties as the substance that produces for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. Because we don't focus our attention on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but the unseen realm is eternal. Hallelujah. Focus your attention on spiritual things. Praise the Lord. Temporary suffering prepares eternal glory and crowns of reward. Hallelujah. Number 5, suffering deepens dependence on God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 to 10. Apostle Paul says, each time he said, my grace is all you need, my power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can walk through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, I am also strong. Hallelujah. Weakness reveals God's strength. Dependence replaces self-reliance. Depend on God. Hallelujah. Number 6, suffering develops compassion for others. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given to us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forever. Amen. When you suffer, and you will be able to comfort others with empathy. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 7. Suffering strengthens your witness and testimony. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. Even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. Hallelujah. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as the Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. but to do this in a gentle and respectful way. Hallelujah. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Faith under pressure becomes powerful testimony. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number 8, suffering for Christ produces humility. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. The Bible says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Verse 6 says, so humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Hardship exposes pride and cultivates humility before God. Number 9, suffering separates you from worldly attachments. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. He says, God's discipline is always good for you, so that you might share in his holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It is painful, but after all, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in the way. Pain shifts your focus from temporary pleasures to eternal priorities. Hallelujah. Another thing suffering does is to assure you belong to Christ. John chapter 15, verse 18 to 20. He says, if the world hates you, remember it hated me first. The world will love you as one of its own if you belong to it, but you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. Do you remember what I told you? A slave is not greater than the master. Since they persecuted me, said Jesus, naturally they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would have listened to you. Praise the Lord. Be ready to face opposition. Opposition for righteousness confirms alignment with Christ. Suffering is not always caused by personal sin or lack of faith. Hallelujah. Let's make this declaration. My suffering is not wasted. God is using every trial to refine my faith and shape my character and prepare me for eternal glory. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, help me trust you in seasons of suffering. Strengthen my faith, refine my character, and use every trial for your own glory. Teach me to endure with hope and confidence in your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you once again for listening to this message. 10 wonderful benefits of suffering as a Christian. Remember, I love you. Stay blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Before I come your way again, this is Pastor Steve Olofa. Bye.